I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Darby and Dan Schreiber.
Wow. Find me flat and cut me out into a flappy rectangle shape so you can hoist me up the mast and salute your chief. Good grief, it's 2021 and we are back!
Yeah. Hello, guys!
Hey, everyone!
Hello, Mr. Awesome Shirt!
Oh, thank you! Did you notice this, did you?
Yeah, somebody wants to show off on their birthday.
Is it my birthday?
Yes, you know it is.
I forgot for a moment. I thought we were going to talk about how long it's been since we did a show and to apologise to people for taking a month off and that. But if we want to talk about
my birthday.
Well,
you've just done that. Well done. We did say we'd come back in February. I think I mentioned it once, and we are in with the skin of our teeth now, recording still in February. So
yeah, recording in February doesn't mean we'll get the podcast out until maybe March, April.
Exactly, but I want this date stamped that it is 19th of February. So when you listeners hear this in late April, just remember we got back in Feb.
But also though, Reese, I think you mentioned that we would come back in February in the live show that we did at Christmas, which Leon forgot to put out. So actually,
no one heard us say we were coming
back in February.
Only the Patreon people know that we were coming back in Feb, but the others have been hounding me online ever since. Like, when is that it? When's the show returning? What's going on? Where are you guys? For those listeners that are listening, which of course is all of you, New Zealand, particularly, I guess the Southern Hemisphere, New Zealand and Australia especially, January is a real dead month, right, Leon?
Yeah.
It's kind of like nothing, because it's our summer. So December, of course, you get up to Christmas and then you've got New Year's, big celebrations or whatever, no matter what the state of the world is in. And of course, you know, it's been in a shit state for ages. But January, we basically it's just beach.
It's boring.
Barbecues.
Totally boring. Yeah. Dead as. Just so boring. It's terrible.
We don't do an ounce of work.
No.
And so if you're going to invade New Zealand, don't. But if you...
Because we won't be able to defend ourselves for one. We've got two aeroplanes and a jeep.
Yeah, but in January, both aeroplanes are in the hangars and the jeeps taken in for servicing. So January is your month if you're going to invade. But once again, don't. Please don't.
Please don't. And our 12 military personnel are on the beach with us or drinking margaritas. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys, I mean, I'm in London still. I just want to send my sympathies. I understand you just went through a, you know, a treacherous, arduous 3-day lockdown.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It was hard. I nearly got through another bottle of gin. And I'd finished all of Bridgerton on Netflix. So I was sort of running out of things to do, really. So it was tough.
No. Well, well done, guys. Heroes.
Well, yeah, thanks. You know what? It actually is really tough. It's starting to feel like we've got survivor guilt to deal with over here. Because we've got,
oh, yeah,
like, we're like, we're living like a normal life here. We are literally going to the beach and we're hanging out and we're having parties and we're, it feels like, you know what I liken it to? You know, the new Wonder Woman movie.
Yeah.
And you know how all the Wonder Womans were living on that hidden little island, which was like paradise, and they were sort of there training. Yeah. But nobody could, they were safe and happy. And the, New Zealand feels like Wonder Woman Island at the moment. It's like nobody knows we exist. There's wars going on all around the world, but we're in this weird little sort of secure bubble where we're just sort of like chilling out.
Not to mention that we have Wonder Woman in charge of us.
Oh, that's true.
We have Jacinda, who literally is Wonder Woman.
It's a very good point.
So, yeah, we do. Isn't it? I was going to say it's called Lesbol, but that's not the island. That's a
Lesbos.
Lesbos. Yeah. That's an actual island. That is a Greek island full of women.
Back in the
old Greek days. But now, it's what's bugging me is what is the name of Wonder Woman Island? Because you, Mr. Marvel Pants here, who I'm looking at, Dan, has a Marvel T-shirt on.
Exactly.
I think he should be the one in charge of Googling.
I'll Google it. We should say, because I think for a second you both forgot this was an audio show. We said great shirt to Buttons, but we didn't mention what shirt he's wearing. It could be anything.
And we conveniently went off my birthday. Can we get back to talking about my birthday? That's like,
I was already on it
very quickly.
You took us off it. That's true.
I distracted us from the most important thing. And can I show you quickly before I forget? First of all, my birthday cake and my very floral T-shirt that my lovely wife gave me. I've got very spoiled this morning. I got history books on New Zealand. And a book about native plants and a shirt that looks like native plants.
But again, you mentioned your cake. You said, look at my cake. They can't see your cake, Buttons. They can't see anything. So in their head, this could be a 12-foot tall cake. What cake have you got?
Describe the cake.
It's a little slice of cake.
Oh, look at it.
And it's got a little umbrella in it. But also, can I just show that my little 11-year-old daughter, Amelie, made me this.
That is cool.
Yeah. Again, say what it is.
Please describe what we're looking at here.
I keep confused about this audio thing. So what it is, it's a birthday card, but it's basically a Loch Ness monster. She calls it Morris the Loch Ness monster. She's given it a name.
Cute.
Morris. The Loch Ness monster is 3D and sticking out of the paper, so it's like a 3D card.
It looks so cool.
Wow.
And he's wearing a red scarf.
What is it made of?
It's a paper.
Oh, wow. Gosh, he's done a really good job of that. Yeah. I tell you what, look after that because that'll be worth something one day.
Because we mentioned it on the show. We could give it away as a prize by the end of the show.
Let's do that. Let's give that. Will she mind if we...
No, she'll make another one.
I'm joking.
Themyscira, by the way, is where Wonder Woman is from. Themyscira.
Trying to get off my birthday again. Right, that's fine.
Oh, Themyscira. Well, that's why none of us can remember it. That's what sort of word is that? Very difficult.
It's really crap, isn't it?
I mean, I can say that because it's made up, right? It's not an actual place, so I'm not being un-PC by saying, oh, good. I mean, I make up words for a living. I write, you know, the odd fictional thing. And, my advice to whoever wrote that one is just come up with something that people can say that just slips off the tongue and has a bit more bounce to it. It's something that's more fun to say.
What would you call it?
I'd call the place Wantipia.
Oh, Wantipia.
Wonderland. So,
yeah, one. Well, that's a bit more simple, isn't it?
Yeah, that's Alice.
There's less imagination than that.
Lewis Carroll has it.
Wonder Woman world.
No, that's not good.
Yes, because it's Wonder Woman, and that's the world she's in.
All right, granddad. Sorry, guys, I've got my granddad here with me.
Yeah, lovely to see you again
today.
That's good.
Hello, hello, boys. I'm a big fan of the show. And Reese said this year I'd be able to sit in a few times and watch and just sort of learn about the world.
All right, granddad. But I did say to you, don't talk during the show.
Oh, no, no, sorry.
Hey, Reese's granddad, what was Reese like as a little boy?
Oh, he was very small. A very small boy.
All right, thanks, granddad. You weren't around. You barely met me when I was a kid.
Yeah, when I was fighting in the war.
All right.
What war? When were you born, Reese?
What war was from the 40s?
He doesn't know, guys. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Wonder Woman world.
No, granddad. It's too obvious. Okay? Wontipia sounds cooler. You've got the W-O-N, so there's a link there to Wonder. And Tipia, it's, you know, just rolls off the tongue.
It does. It really does, doesn't it?
All right. So we'll move on from that, and hopefully he'll just stay there and won't pipe up too much during the show. By the way, we have a lot to talk about, not just Leon's birthday.
Although that's very worthy.
I think we've done that.
But guys, this morning, the latest Mars landing.
How awesome was that? On my birthday!
On your birthday.
Not to make this about my birthday again, but they landed a Mars rover on my birthday.
Yes, they have, and not only that, but on the day that we come back, we land on Mars.
And they call it Perseverance, which is what you guys have to have whilst entertaining me.
And also what the fans have to have while waiting for the next podcast. So what's your treat with a bit of perseverance? You get two in one day, a Mars landing, and a new podcast, even though you won't get to hear it for a couple of months.
Well, one of us gets a birthday.
Yeah.
But that's kind of like any message that will come back from Mars. It takes about a couple of months to send something back, doesn't it? Sort of like in proper detail.
That's true.
So that's like our podcast.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Maybe we should tell the listeners that we are actually on that rover and recording from Mars. So it is going to take a while to get back.
But so did any of you watch the Mars rover landing?
Just missed it. Really annoyed.
Yeah.
Just same. Literally because you messaged me and because you were heading into the studios to do this.
Yeah.
And you said, I'm 10 minutes late, guys. Check out the Mars landing. And I'm like, what? And I quickly, you know, Googled the live link, and what were the first words I heard? It was, and that's the landing. So there it is, ladies and gentlemen, the most amazing thing you'll see in human history, and you witnessed it here first, live on NASA Live.
But what I want to know, and this is what, did you watch it, Dan?
No, I didn't even know what was happening. How is that possible? How the hell is that possible?
It's weird, right? I think it's because our minds are, there's so much going on. And we've also, you know, I mean, you're living in the UK, which is going through a tumultuous time, still with the COVID and everything, that we, our minds with the world in such a, almost a cataclysm, our attention span has been cut down even less than it normally would be. And we're fluttering through ideas and chats and talks. And of course, you've got two little kids, you know, and so you've got baby brain anyway. And I guess you're off your game. You're not on your scientific, you know.
granddad, he's got something in his
granddad.
Throat.
Granddad.
Sorry, I was just... is there any more tea?
No. Look, I've given you one cup of tea. I have one cup of coffee for the whole show. Why should you have more than one tea?
It's just I finished it. I got a little bit bored listening to what you guys are saying, and I sipped the tea. And I've just noticed I got to the bottom of the cup.
Right. Well, I'm sorry, but you can go and get yourself another one if you like.
Oh, right. Okay.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, no worries. It's lovely to see you.
Yeah, it's great. And now he's going to need to go to the toilet all through the podcast. Great. Yeah,
so what?
When you get your tea, stay out there.
Stay out here.
Yeah, just stay out there and drink it.
Okay.
So what are they doing on Mars? What are we doing this time other than landing there?
Okay, so this, just to quickly sum up this one, it is called Perseverance. It is the biggest, boldest, most technologically advanced rover that we have landed on Mars yet. And by the way, it is the 9th spacecraft to successfully land on Mars.
Wow.
All 9 from the US, and this has been happening since the 1970s.
Wow.
So this is the latest one, but not to say that the other countries in the world aren't involved, because of course we know that China has one right up there now, which is just orbiting Mars, and it is scheduled to land around about May or June. So the Chinese will have their first craft, all going well, on Mars as well. And
isn't it amazing? All the there's so many. We're exploring that so hard. There's literally a traffic jam. They're literally all sitting up there waiting to land. It's like, come on, can you hurry up and land? We want to have a hoon.
That's awesome. I think is it the United Arab
Emirates? Yeah,
I think they've got something up there. But once again, that's a quick Google for Dan. But
I'm on it.
Here's what I will say about this latest American effort. Very exciting. It has a helicopter attached to it.
So this
is the first rover that has a flying off piece. You know, when you buy these cool sets and you buy like a toy set and then it's got a little flying thing that comes off it. So they've gone to that length now. And so it's really exciting because they've never flown like they're calling it the Mars helicopter. It's actually got a name. It's called the Ingenuity. And it's like a drone, but it's not. It's more of a chopper, they're calling it. It's got two sets of rotor blades. And, you know, they're flying this in an atmosphere that is very, very different to Earth's. So
it's literally one of those helicopters that you buy in a shopping mall when there's a little stand in the middle and they're selling little radio control cars and little shitty things. And those helicopters with the two blades that go against each other, and you're kind of like,
yeah.
And it's like $40 or something. And you're like, how can you make a whole helicopter that can fly around my lounge room for $40? It's amazing.
And does it land on this rover, does it? Yeah, it lands on the rover. Okay, so we've got to hurry up here because I'm not actually supposed to be selling stuff in this mall. But like I said, so if you want to get the little chopper, it does come with the rover. That's part of it. Okay, and for $40, I'll give you both of them, and they're actually worth $40 a piece. But the set does come together, and you'll also get this remote control. And when you get the rover, nearly called it the Mars rover there. It's not, of course, it's just a proper Earth one. I've got this. Let me just take that NASA sticker off there, actually. That should be on there. I'll leave it on. It looks good. No, I've got to take that off, to be honest with you. There we go. That's just take that off. So, yeah, just that'll be worth it, you know, for Christmas or have it for yourself. And do you like vehicles as well as flying? Yeah, I do love both the flying and land-based vehicle. Well, there's a set for you. I'm telling you right now.
Excuse me?
Oh, shit, here we go.
Are you supposed to be in this mall?
No, yes, I'm just, look, you want to hurry up and buy this, mate, because I've got to get the fuck out of here. Oi, come out. Hey, just go, it's yours. Hey, come back. Oh, God.
Oh, the security guy at the end. Like but I wish people, I mean, if you're on Patreon, you could see Reese's face. Yeah, you gave us so much emotion.
He's got away.
Something went through his head that he was like, no.
In news tonight, Mars rover stolen. Last seen in St. Luke's Mall in Auckland City, New Zealand.
I found the rover. Here it is. Look, no, this is not the NASA rover. This is the ASA rover. No, somebody's just taken the N off the sticker. No, this is ASA. It's a different space agency, all right?
We're putting a shout out. If anyone can find the N from the sticker,
Then we can put the sticker together and we can prove it is from NASA. That's the only way we're going to be able to prove that this is, in fact, the missing rover.
Well, I tell you what, I do have the video here, because the one thing I was thinking about with the NASA rover, of course, they've got other rovers there that have cameras on them, right? So yes. They landed the whatever the what was the first one called that they landed there that's crawling around the place?
Beagle? Or was that one that failed?
The Beagle?
Yeah, was that?
That was the UK one that never that got lost. That never made it.
Well, because it had a silly name, didn't it? Beagle.
That's not a silly name.
Well, no, call it the Dalmatian.
No, now that's silly.
No,
the Dalmatian. No. You know why it's called the Beagle, right?
Because dogs are little beagle.
No.
Dan will tell us why it's called the Beagle.
Call it, if you called it the Rottweiler, it would have landed and eaten up all the other rovers. But if you call it a Beagle.
Well, that's too intimidating. You don't want to send an angry sounding dog to Mars. It was called the Beagle because Charles Darwin was on the Beagle when he made his incredible trip that led to us understanding evolution and his discoveries. So it was a tribute.
That's right.
He did that on the back of a Beagle?
No.
Yeah, that's which amazing. Is all the more impressive, right?
It's the name of the ship.
Right. Well, why don't they call it the Endeavour?
No, well, that's a different ship. God, you're not getting any smarter with your age, are you? You know there's more than two ships out there.
Okay.
Well, you've got the Endeavour. What's the other one? The Beagle. We've two ships out there now.
Granddad. No.
Oh, well, I was just going to say, because I came over on the Endeavour.
Yeah, I know you did, Granddad. Can you just, you've got your cup of tea, just sit down there and enjoy the show.
Just after he fought the Napoleonic Wars, he then came over on the Beagle. No, the Endeavour.
See, Button seems to know more about you than you do.
Oh, he's right on the button, that guy, isn't he?
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Hey, can I give a quick sort of completely tangential fact to do with space, but it's something that I read today, and it's in the world of weird, so I think it's suitable for us three to hear.
Okay.
Back in the 60s, there was a Major League Baseball player called Gaylord Perry, and he was terrible at batting. He was horrible at batting. And he was so bad that he was told that man would stand on the moon before he ever hit a home run. Within an hour of Neil Armstrong standing on the moon, he hit a home run.
That's awesome. Oh, my God.
Beautiful synchronicity.
So the prophecy came true.
It came true, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That's
within
awesome.
The hour.
Yeah.
Shit.
Anyway, back to my statement of that there's another rover on Mars.
Yeah.
Because I think we got diverged off my amazing...
I've got a list of facts that I now keep on a sheet next to me. Anytime you go too far into a crazy-ass theory. Actually, guys, I read a thing today. I didn't read that today. I read that weeks ago.
It's called an intervention list of facts.
Yeah.
No, like when they said, watch the Mars rover land today live.
Yeah.
Did they have footage from one of the other rovers filming the new rover landing?
Oh, that's good.
Oh,
I like that.
Because if they did that, that would be awesome. If not, if it was just watching them in the control room with animations of what it might look like whilst it's landing, that's kind of like, that's cool. It's nice to see people jumping up and hugging each other.
Because, the information's too quick, isn't it? You can't get that information back anyway. So, really good point.
Yeah, but there was an 11-minute, which I think they call the 11 minutes of horror, which is what the 11-minute delay is with the craft landing and with the people in the tech base being able to see it land. So, they were talking all about that. I listened to a bit of the afterplay once the thing had landed. As I say, didn't see it land. Don't know what the footage was of it landing. Was there any footage? How could there be? Where was it being filmed from? There must be cameras on it showing it come down.
It would be an outside camera, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
You think we would know? This is our sort of jam.
But also, this is for the listeners out there. This happened, of course, a week, possibly 2 weeks ago, depending on when you're listening to this. Just to shout out to the other rovers that are on Mars currently, we've got Sojourner, Spirit, and Opportunity, Curiosity. And now Perseverance is the new one.
And Doberman. Is Doberman there?
No.
Chow Chow.
There's two Dobermans. They're called the Lads. And they were self-funded by a guy called Higgins.
Oh.
And so they landed.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a private affair, actually. Sort of a private investigation.
Well, if you think back to one of our previous episodes where we talked about the Doberman gang that used to go and were trained to go and do bank heists, they could have trained Dobermans to go to Mars. I'm just saying. And if not, it's a great movie idea. The Beagles and the Dobermans go and fight on Mars to try and send back.
Wait a minute. Are you giving away more Mars movie ideas?
Ah, damn it. Sorry.
This is the first giveaway of 2021. The first Buttons movie idea giveaway. So there we go, Hollywood. You can switch off now. You've got your idea. We know you only listen in for that part. So thanks, Hollywood. You can move on.
That's a movie I would watch.
But actually, that's a good point. We've got enough robots on Mars now. You know the TV show in the UK, Robot Wars? I don't know if you ever saw that.
Yes.
We've got enough now for Robot Wars.
Brilliant. A Robot Wars on Mars.
This is what I'm excited about because, get this, you're not the only one to think of that, Dan. I've actually got it written here in my notes.
Nice.
Robot Wars. So you guys are so in sync.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I wrote that earlier, so I'm a little bit quicker. But here's my thing. I was thinking more international because China, theirs is landing in May. Oh. And can you imagine if their ones are like motoring around and the Chinese are in their little control thing looking and seeing their one coming along and then they see the American one and the American one sees the Chinese one.
Oh,
the next thing you know, a couple of these little arms are coming out of the rover and sort of pushing it and stuff like that. We actually could have robot wars. On Mars.
Part of the live stream I did watch was a NASA guy going through a scale model of the Mars rover.
Yeah.
And he was talking about all the different attachments on it and all that kind of stuff. And imagine if he came in and there was a spinning saw blade and he was like, oh, no, forget about that. Yeah, forget about that. Yeah, no, yeah. No, sorry, that's just...
What's that one for? that's just in case. You never know.
and a big scoop that comes out the front and flips another. What's that? What's that one there for? It looks like another rover.
You've got a flipping mechanism, and you also got a net projectile, so it actually shoots out a net. What would that be for there as well?
This is you're thinking of the Asa rover, which of course is available in all good malls throughout New Zealand. That's just a toy.
Oh, man.
Please don't find the N. Let's hope no one finds the N sticker, okay?
Rover Wars. I love it.
So good.
See, another good TV show idea. Look, we're not even into Weekly World Weird News and we've given away a TV show idea and a movie idea.
Yep, Netflix will be switching off now. They've got theirs.
Oh.
So goodbye, Netflix. Thank you for tuning in.
The book publishers are still waiting by for Dan to give them a great book idea. So that's just you have to hang on a little bit longer.
Well, I think it's the history of great cinema seats. There's your book idea there, like great finds.
I love that you made a callback to the pre-show.
did I?
Well, that's why you got to sign up to Patreon again.
There we go.
I think most of you probably dropped off because it was a month of nothing where we didn't tell you why there was a month of nothing. But now that's a good reason to come back, isn't it?
So many things to tune in for. What does Dan's seats look like? How big is Buttons' cake? What's on his shirt? Tune in. £5 a month.
So a little bit of bitching and moaning in there too. Okay. Well, guys, we're probably only half an hour into the hour show, so it's probably about time that we started Weekly World Weird News.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Weekly World Weird News.
It's crazy. It's freaky. Watch out. All right. Well, first time back, a new year, 2021. Let's do some headlines.
Ooh.
What have we got?
Well, since it's my birthday, maybe I go first.
Yep, definitely.
My headline is simply, a giant black hole suddenly went dark and no one knows why.
A black hole went dark?
Wow.
Yeah. But
how much darker can it go?
It's already black.
I didn't even... That's a good point. That's a very good point.
Did it change at all?
It went extra dark. It went even darker. But in the same publication, which is space.com, they give us the reason why. And okay. That's all I'm going to say for now. They don't even realize that they answer their own question within their own website. So
brilliant.
I've figured it out and I have the answers, but you got to wait for that.
Okay.
Okay, what do you got, Dan?
Mine sort of straddles into kind of news territory, but the single biggest investment that the UK city of Blackpool has had for over a century has just happened, and it's from a company that is planning to build an ancient alien theme park.
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, that's exciting.
I'll tell you a bit more when we get to it.
Oh, that's really cool. Well... And here's, you know, I'm well known for bringing up really silly news and having a good laugh along with it. But this year, I want to sort of get my intellectual levels higher.
Which and is so, going to be just as hilarious as you being hilarious.
I'm determined to sort of reach out into science and kind of pull something out of it and throw it on the wall of stupidity and see where it sticks. Get this, guys. A portal to the fifth dimension found.
Whoa.
Yes.
Mic drop.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, so more about that.
Is that a news article or is it? Did you find it and you're just going to reveal to us that you found it? Guys, it's in my cupboard. I just opened my cupboard. Fifth dimension. Amazing.
Well, you'll have to wait and see.
Oh, exciting. You know, one concerning thing about all of our headlines.
Yeah.
There's one huge piece of news at the moment. I was like, Rhys will definitely have this, but if not, Dan will, and there's no point covering it, which is the fact that the Pentagon have revealed they have crashed UFO material that they've been testing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Should I swap my news for that one? Because that's maybe better than a black hole.
Yeah, I think we should definitely do that news.
Okay.
That came out a few weeks ago, right, in January?
Yeah.
Is that correct? Yeah. And seeing as we're now, you know, sort of heading towards the end of February, I that news for me slotted into the Buttons news flash news, which of course means it's a month and a half old.
Yeah, okay. So well, that's what I just did. I just did a Buttons news flash.
So it's come out. So there it is. So I've been waiting for that old news to come out as brand new from you.
Well, it's not my fault because my brother-in-law, Tim, only sent me that article yesterday.
Ah.
So, and he's my news source. he gives me all my news. So.
And by the way, there are many fans out there who are sending us bits and pieces. If you do look through the messages on Facebook and what have you, you don't just rely on that Tim guy. He's let you down a few times now.
Yes, that's true.
I know you've got a special family deal or something. You know, you're related.
He gives me a family discount.
For what? Really
for news? Old news.
Yeah. Well, how much do you guys pay for your news?
Well, all I'm saying is we should give some credit to these fans who are messaging. And I go through and you see these things pop up. I'm the only one who replies to them. I think you guys are far too busy.
You're sitting there doing nothing but waiting for messages to come in. Gosh, busy day today. Had three messages to reply to. Whoa.
Rosie's like, Reese, you're meant to be on the set of Jumanji 3. No. Busy.
Most of them are button downers. There's not many Reese searches.
No, I know.
And even less, what are they?
Shrideers.
Shrideers. But I'm asking for Shrideers, not news. I just need Shrideers.
There's a few ideas that are coming through, some Shrideers, and they're not really news.
No,
they're kind of just people's basic ideas. That
can't do anything with my fan base. Nothing.
That's because everybody knows I need the most amount of help.
That's true. Okay, well... Do you have some more info on this UFO stuff? Because I'm more excited about that than your other one, which I can't even remember. Oh, that's right. A black hole gets blacker. I mean, come on. Can you just get rid of it? I don't even want to hear that one.
You But you don't want to know why it's gotten blacker, because I figured out why it's gone blacker, and it's really exciting.
What is it?
Okay. Well, just briefly okay. cover that one.
Okay, I'll briefly cover that one. A giant black hole suddenly went dark, and no one knows why. It's a black hole called 1915 plus 105, a star system 36,000 light years away from Earth. It's X-ray light that it emits, intense X-ray light, and I've been reading this X-ray light, and all of a sudden, it's just gone dark. The X-ray light has gone, and it's no, they can't figure out why.
Yep.
But then later in space.com, in another completely separate article, there's the headline, wait for it, aliens could be sucking energy from black holes, and that may be how we find them.
Oh, wow, that is pretty cool.
So within the one website, they've actually basically saying that that black hole has most likely gone blacker, has gone out, because aliens have sucked the energy from them.
Do you think there'll be such an intense energy from these black holes that they're using that energy for them to travel across yeah. the universe?
Yeah, because it's such an intense source of energy.
Yeah.
You know, that it would be a brilliant way to be able to mine energy, to be able to travel, you know, light years across the universe. And the most exciting thing about this theory is that it's actually one of the co-authors of the study is an astrophysicist named Luca Commisso, and he works at Columbia University in New York. So this isn't just somebody kind of going, hey, I know, it could be like me, like a theory that I might
in a birthday shirt with his helicopter headphones on. Well, listen to this. This links in perfectly with my fifth dimension news.
Ooh.
Because, yeah, scientists are pretty sure they have found a portal to the fifth dimension. Now, we've all known that there's a possibility of a fifth dimension. People have talked mm-hmm. about it. You're bringing up stuff that makes me excited that alien craft travel through a fifth dimension. So they use the black hole energy, they suck it out of this dimension, and they use right. the fifth dimension to travel. That's why we can't see them. Now, in this new study, which, by the way, this is from Popular Mechanics, I'm not sure whether it was, might have been a researcher that sent me the link to this. So big shout out to my many researchers out there. You're both doing very well. In a new study, scientists say they can explain dark matter. Now, this is where this is what the big mystery of the universe is. And lately, everyone's sort of trying to suss it out, is the dark matter,
yeah.
which is when you look up and you see there's blackness up there. What is that? Okay. Mm. So they're trying to explain it by positing a particle that links to a fifth dimension. Our knowledge of the physical universe relies on the idea of dark matter, which takes up the vast majority of matter in the universe. Dark matter is a kind of pinch hitter that helps scientists explain how gravity works, because a lot of features would dissolve or fall apart without an X factor of dark matter. Even so, dark matter doesn't disrupt the particles we do see and feel, meaning it must have other special properties as well. Now, just reading this article through here, skimming past a few ads, could dimension traveling fermions, so it's all about these fermions, so now just scrolling back up past the ads again fermions. To the mention of fermion masses.
Isn't that where Wonder Woman lives?
It exactly is. So fermion masses, which they believe could be communicated into the fifth dimension through portals, creating dark matter relics and fermionic dark matter within the fifth dimension. But to sum it all up, basically, there's another dimension where I think things are kind of created and then put through into ours, and maybe they come through in black holes or whatever, but I just like the idea that this dimension really is becoming a sort of a certified reality for scientists. And I think that's going to solve a lot of how things get here, the bending of, you know, space and time. When you bend it, you end up in that other dimension, and that's how you can quickly move to to where we are here. And we you know, we know it exists, but we don't know how to sort of get there or how to travel.
Right. Was that the plot line of Interstellar, the idea of bending space? It was, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that was cool. Because he ended up behind a bookcase, didn't he?
Yeah. That was fifth dimension stuff.
Yeah.
And that was through, how did he get there, guys? He went through
bookshelf.
A dark black hole.
Bookshelf. He went through a black shelf. He went through a black hole and he ended up in the fifth dimension, remember?
Yes.
Yes.
And he went through and he got sucked in and then he was behind the bookshelf pushing books out.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I would have to see that movie again because I my main memory of it was the really awkward robot with the really long arms that looked like, why have we invented that thing?
I mean, know,
everyone's
ridiculous.
Seen Star Wars. Well, what happened to C-3PO? Why have we got the limbs on it didn't even bend? And I mean, Boston Dynamics is happening. We've already got better things than that.
That's so true.
Hey, speaking of, I'm just looking at my list of facts here, just to lob in. just speaking of parallel universes or sort of different dimensions and Star Wars, I found out just today the movie Hook. Do you guys remember Hook?
Peter Pan.
Peter Pan. There's a scene where Tinkerbell is flying over London and you can see Big Ben in the background and a couple are kissing on the bridge. And as they're kissing, the dust lands on them. And because they're having such happy thoughts, they rise into the air as they're kissing. It's a sort of small scene in it. It turns out that the two people playing that couple, uncredited, is George Lucas and Carrie Fisher. And in my head, that's a parallel universe where Leia has tracked down the creator of the universe of Star Wars. And they're having a makeout session on the bridge.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That is brilliant.
It's cool to know next time you watch Hook. Anyway, just a little.
So it's
little
George factory. Lucas? Wow.
It's Lucas because making out with Carrie Fisher.
Did he produce the film?
He must have had a connection because they're very close. And Carrie Fisher was a script doctor on it. She wrote Tinkerbell's script lines. So that's why she was connected to it. Yeah.
Wow, good diversion.
Good diversion. Very good diversion.
This year he's using facts to divert. He's got a definite tool now. So rather than just subtly divert, he's just throwing in facts. And, of course, next thing you know, we're off topic.
How's your granddad?
Oh, he's bloody sleeping. Granddad. Granddad. Wake up.
It's just got so boring, didn't it? I mean, I liked it. I mean, I'm a big fan of the show. I've watched 3 episodes now. I like it when you do the silly stuff, you know. When you try to be all scientific, it doesn't work for me.
All right. Well, I was going to do – I've got other news articles about snowmen and things like that that were a bit more silly, but I thought I'd be, you know, intellectual.
Didn't think much of it.
Okay. Dan, what have you got?
Yeah, so – here we go. The single biggest investment that the UK city of Blackpool has had in over a century is that they have pumped, and this is happening at the moment, so they're buying up all the properties that are sort of in a central development. £300 million is being pumped into this to build a giant Ancient Aliens theme park.
I'm so excited.
It's based entirely on the works of Eric von Daniken and Chariots of the Gods.
Wow.
Amazing.
So they're going to build things like there's going to be the UK's first flying theatre inside where I'm guessing, I haven't read too much about it, but you're sort of watching the cinema and the seats are going up and down. It's meant to simulate the idea of being in the air.
What?
They're going to have an alien diner. There's going to be the first multimedia exhibition of its type, exploring extraterrestrial influence of the great ancient civilizations. I mean, this is – Blackpool is like this little city in the corner of – I mean, it's hilarious that it's about to be transformed into this massive park. It's like a Disneyland that's going in.
Yeah.
It's going to be incredible.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. Next time you guys are here, we should just even go there just to see if we can help – you know,
oh,
just in the building.
When things get better, you know, when everyone's vaccinated and, you know, we've sort of put this thing behind us, definitely we have to. I mean, you'll have to be the first one to get there because you're closest.
That's the next family trip, yeah.
It's blowing me away.
Yeah.
As long as the attractions are great. And the flying theater sounds amazing.
Since we're giving away free ideas today, I just wonder if I can just send a little message to the Blackpool people who will inevitably be listening to this.
Oh, yeah.
Which is to do it as an Ancient Aliens theme park and a Future Humans UFOs now.
Oh, okay.
And actually have it like the proof that we have visited the past and the proof that we are actually visiting from the future. That it's still happening to us now.
Mm. Well, that could definitely be an element to it.
The Buttons Pavilion.
Exactly. I think we could get in on this, and I think there should be a Cryptid Factor ride. Don't you guys think?
It would be so shambolic.
Yeah, I could
make it in my shed.
Yeah.
And it'd be a bit rickety and stuff, and we'd actually be standing there on the side pulling the levers and stuff, and I'd be bouncing the couple of seats on some old tires.
Just lock people behind a bookcase and just get them to shove some copies through. That's the fifth dimension ride.
And my granddad's sitting in there. He's hey, you guys in here, all right? You having to listen to this crap? First, before we head off, you've got to listen to 20 minutes of these idiots raving on. Then you get into the old Land Rover, which is here positioned, and if you look behind you, there's a model of Buttons, and he's sitting behind you with all these radios, and he does a very bad countdown, starting at 5, and it goes sort of like a 4, 3, 2, it's awful. You never know when one's going to come, and then the bloody thing shoots up, and it jutters, smoke goes everywhere, and as it launches into the sky, you get 3 awful facts from Dan Schreiber you couldn't care less about, and then you reach up into the sky, and eventually you get to the very top, and who's up there? Old bloody Fancy Pants himself, my grandson, Rhys Darby, dressed as a bloody fairy with sparkly hands. And he sort of pulls out a sword and knights you, which he's not equipped to do. He's not a bloody royal person. But anyway, he knights you and he gives you some weird cryptid name. You become a cryptid knight or some rubbish, and then you shoot down this giant bloody slide and into the water, and it's a huge pull, and in there is the Nessie, and Nessie's floating there. It's just polystyrene just to let the game away, but anyway, at the end of it, you've got to write down what you saw and you've got to sign up to some Patreon account. So anyway, good luck with it. Thanks, Granddad. That's great.
You know what? I would pay a large amount of money to go on that ride. This is to see you dressed as a fairy with sparkly hands. That would be amazing.
I'd be exhausted by the time Granddad had finished talking, just that alone. I'd be like, that's enough for me. Yeah, cheers, buddy.
I think I can handle the ride itself.
Before we move away from this whole thing, this other thing popped up in the news, which is alien related. I think this is possibly the coolest bit of real estate in the world currently going, if you're interested in what we're interested in. A ranch called Medlin Ranch is up for sale, and it is the one ranch in the world that borders Area 51.
Oh.
And it's currently up for sale.
Oh, my God. We have to buy this, guys, because remember our cryptid Airbnb concept and being able to go and stay?
Yeah,
yeah. And where did we go? You could stay in the church that the first vampire attack ever happened in. You could stay at a farm just down the road from Skinwalker Ranch.
Yep.
You could stay on the edge of Loch Ness.
Yep.
And now you can stay on the edge of... We've got to do this. There's so many ideas we're giving away for free, guys.
Yeah, but we need to start bidding on this. What's the link?
The one I'm on is moviewebcom/UFOs-medlin-ranch-black-mailbox-4-for-sale.
Okay. Scratch that. I just want a t-shirt with that written on it. What is it?
So it's going for it can be bought at the moment. The price range is $4.5 million. It's 80 acres and it sits as close to Area 51 as you're ever going to get. In fact, it has a famous black mailbox which people used to go to, which was on Highway 375. And the idea was they set it up because they needed somewhere to get mail for their ranch. But anyone that was passing would go through it and steal their mail because they were thinking, is this highly secretive documents? But also it became a place where people would send letters to aliens. So it became really hard for them to sort of get their mail because it was either being stolen or a letter for, you know, Roswell alien is in their postbox. So they kind of got a new postbox, but they've set this up now as a thing that people can visit. So I assume you inherit this famous mailbox, the black mailbox as well.
Amazing. The thing I love about that is the fact that people believe that that's how the aliens would communicate with us.
It's through the mailbox. It's like Santa's letterbox on the North Pole. It's the alien look equivalent.
Yeah, but the Santa's one is real, obviously. So
yeah.
I've just found the listing for it, the actual listing for this place. And the broker for the whole deal is a bear. How cool is that?
What?
Ali Bear is her name.
A bear.
Ali Bear Real Estate, established in 1981. She sells ranches.
That's a great cartoon. It could be like old Yellowstone Park Yogi Bear, but this is Ali Bear, a bear that sells real estate that has cryptid interests.
Yes.
Ali Bear.
A bear.
The real estate agent to the cryptids. She's selling off, you know, like Mothman's treetop hideaway and see? Another great idea for free.
Great idea. But she must be dealing with so many people who are trying to fake buy it just to get to Area 51. So these sort of people who want to break in, they're sort of faking looking around. And she's
funny, what you're talking about here is possibly the most popular open home in history because people will be turning up in their droves just to get that close, I would think. But then I thought the same thing with the storm Area 51. And, of course, you know, only 200 people turned up. It's just so remote.
But if storm Area 51 could have happened from this ranch, I would have gone to storm Area 51 because at least you've got like a cool ranch to stay at and, you know, it's, you can sleep.
With all the money that was raised from Area 51, the storming fiasco that fizzled out, they should buy this ranch. If there's some money sitting around, buy this ranch. Let's do Storm Area 51 2, the sequel, from the ranch. And at the very least, it's just a big festival at that ranch.
Yeah.
It should be utilized by the paranormal folk. And let's have a festival at this ranch every year.
And you know what? Here's another idea how to make money from it. We could buy it and then pretend like we want to sell it again and get Ali Bear in on it. And tell Ali Bear that because we don't want just tire kickers, that people have to pay a $50 deposit that gets refunded if you buy the house to come and do an open home, right?
Yeah.
And we do that every year. We put the house on the market, and at the end of putting it on the market for a couple of months, go, nah, I didn't get any good enough offers. But we'll put it on the market again next year and people pay $50. They come and walk around the open home.
Right.
All the time. We never come.
And where does that money go?
Every year. In our pockets.
You realize we're broadcasting on air here. Even if that was a good plan, we probably shouldn't have said it.
I'll remember to edit this bit out.
Yeah.
There's an interesting sentence on Ali Bear's page where it says, permit for 250 head on Area 51. It says ranch comes with cattle and equipment. Ranch runs about 750 head total. So I'm guessing they're talking that's the number of cattle that the ranch can take, which means there's a permit for 250 of that cattle to wander on to Area 51.
Wow.
Which means what the whole storming Area 51 got wrong is that they all went as humans. But if we disguised ourselves as cattle,
brilliant.
We could get
You're thinking what I'm thinking, right?
Yeah.
pantomime cow costume.
Totally.
No one done this? Like dress up in a cow costume and wander on with the other cows. And in the stroke of midnight, get out of the cow costume. Move.
I'd pay $50 to do that.
Two things here. Who is going to make the best quality cow costume on the market? I mean, we need to search that out now. Find
Weta,
out.
New Zealand, like Lord of the Rings. Yes. Weta Workshop. Yes.
Weta Workshop.
You know them, Reese. You've got contacts.
I've got
there.
A connection there. Yeah. Yep. Okay. So that's where I'm going to get the cow made. And of course, New Zealand. No, you won't get a country with more cows than New Zealand per capita. I'm basically looking out the window now. I can see three. So.
And you're in the city.
Yeah. I mean. My cow shit thee not. And also, second thing is, who's going to be the arse end of the cow? Because it's not going to be me. And the third thing is, if there's three of us, how's it going to work?
A cow and a half!
I think Dan will stay on the ranch and he'll be using his communication device to talk to us and he'll have his computer screen up.
I need to distract Ali Bear. I need a bear to be looking the other way. So
that's true.
I'll bring my list of facts, and anytime she suddenly is looking over at you, I'll be like, oh, "Did you know that actually black holes are?"
It's good. Meanwhile, I'll be the front legs of the cow. Buttons will be the back legs
the butt,
and the butt.
The buttons.
Yeah, because it's in your name. Yeah, damn and it. So then your head will rest on my back. I'll be bent over as well. My head will be the cow's head. So I'll be the eyes and ears of the cow. We're going to walk like a cow. Okay, so
we're going to practice.
It's right legs together, left legs, right. So I'll be here. You'll be hearing me.
Is that how cows walk? Is it both both left legs and both right legs?
It is. So I'll be saying right, left.
Okay, left.
Right, left, right.
Surely they
right,
don't walk like that.
They do. They do.
Surely it's the front right they one do. And the rear left one together, and then the right rear one and the front left one together. Isn't that how? We've got to practice this.
We'll work that out. You could be right there.
Do it with your fingers. Both left ones, both right ones.
Well, you might be right, but you're making it more confusing for yourself, because when I say right, you're going to have to go left.
That's true.
Okay, so what I might do is I might say left to help you out, and I'll go hard. So I'll go right with my lefts, and you go normal. So you're left and right, and I'll reverse it for my own mental state, because not only have I have to be the eyes and ears of the goddamn thing, I have to get that right as well.
No,
what are you actually
forgetting.
Doing other than just walking?
I'm being the ass. No,
that's not a difficult thing, just bending over and being the ass.
It's going to go all wrong because you forget you've been in the military learning how to go left, right, marching. So you'll be calling out left, expecting me to go left, and your body isn't going to be able to handle going right when you're hearing left. You're going to go back to your military ways.
I know.
And then
you're
going to start going left, and then all of a sudden the guys are going to be there with their night vision binoculars, watching this cow going both left legs.
We've got a cow walking weird right here. Come over here. Hey, Lance. Yes, we've got a cow walking like it's like a military cow or some shit. He's walking like he's marching. He's making weird sounds. He's like,
right, that's right, right, and left. That's right, right. Put your left and right.
Shit, that's a weird cow. That's, I mean, it's very real looking. It's like, it's actually more, it's like a really well made quality cow, better than the other cows. It's kind of bigger. What the fuck's it doing? It's going into, why is that cow wandering over the fence and through into that hangar?
Okay, we're nearly at the hangar now. Okay, get ready now. We're going to go through the hangar. Oh, shit, we need, have you got the code?
Oh, I don't know about the code.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Try my PIN code. Try my PIN code. It's 8521. Try that one.
Okay, 85. How do we fuck up? My arms are stuck behind my back and my legs are in hoof mode. I can't. I'm going to use the knee. I'm lifting it up. Oh, it's too bloody high. The PIN code, the panel's too high. I'm going to use my snout. I'm coming in. Okay, here we go. Right.
Access granted.
Oh my God! Oh, we did it! Yay! Let's go! Let's move through! Let's move!
Hey, Lance, that cow's just gone through into the secret hangar. I'm shitting you not.
Fuck, really?
Yep. It used its snout to get the code. My God, I think we'd better call the boss.
We're in. Okay, unzip the cow. Unzip it. All right, you stay here, Buttons. I'm going to go and you just stay as the ass. Okay?
What are you going to go hunt down? Like, you're in a hangar at Area 51. What's the one thing you're going to go find?
Well, I've got my torch. I've turned it on, and I'm going to go down, and I'm going to just obviously there's a UFO right there.
Is it?
I can see it. Yeah, it's just beyond the glass.
Oh, and the Faraday cage.
Okay, here's the. There's a. Okay, the glass ends here. I'm just going through.
It's got to squeeze through. Yep. Yeah. Oh, see, this is why I do all that working out and all exercise. See, I can squeeze through this tiny gap.
See, this is the reason why to pay for Patreon. You get to see Rhys Darby do Marcel Marceau. It's glass. I can feel the definitely glass.
Oh, my God, guys. I'm inside. This is absolutely a spacecraft right here. Wow. It's a flying disc. It's landed. It's just sitting here. Oh, shit, there's a guy coming. Fuck. Oh.
Hey, you there.
Move. Oh, fuck, I've done a move, but I'm only half a cow. I've still got the cow. I've got a half.
My God, it's half a cow.
Oh, shit, he can see. I've got human hands hanging out of the torso of a cow, but I've still got the face. And I've got my front hoof, my hoof legs. I'm like a two-legged half cow.
And then over in the corner is a little half-ass cow. They're standing there dopily.
Reading a book on the history of New Zealand.
The laser beam must have cut this cow in half. Hey, you there. Are you a cow?
I'm taking the mask off. I can't handle it. Hang on, I'm taking it off. Hi, it's me. It's Rhys Darby from New Zealand.
Oh, wow. Hey, have I got a deal for you?
Have I got a deal for you? You've broken into the most secret place in the world.
I can hear you in my communication device. Shh, he's going to sell me something.
Come over to this table.
Oh, God, what is that? Yeah.
Now, it's a new rover, but attached to it, it's got a little helicopter, okay? The helicopter comes out the back of it.
This is from NASA.
No, it's not. No, this is ASA.
What? I know about these things. How much you want for it?
$45.
Oh, well, I'm telling you now, they're 40. We're selling them for 40 in New Zealand. So you can forget about it.
What? What? What are you talking about?
Granddad?
It's me. It's me, Rhys. You piece of shit. I told you I worked here.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Wow. Do you know what this all leads to?
What?
Is the one piece of news that we didn't cover that we all thought that we were... The news break, the Buttons news break.
Oh, yes.
The fact that the Pentagon have admitted to holding and testing wreckage from UFO... At Area 51, it's like this whole thing was designed to get back to my old piece of news.
Yeah.
Well, we're there. We made it. We're right there. I'm standing right next to the table where the equipment is, the stuff that's obviously been taken from a UFO, which is right next to me. They're creating the NASA rovers with tech from extraterrestrial craft.
But why wouldn't you? Of course you're going to, because you know that it's come from outer space. And you're sending it back up into space, and you've got the technology. Yeah. But this story, and I'll do it as quickly as possible because we're now into our second hour of broadcast.
Yeah.
The headline is simply this: stunning admission. Pentagon admits it has been testing wreckage from UFO crashes, and the findings may change our lives forever. expert says.
I love expert.
I know. Expert, he's got all of...
he says all the cool shit.
Is he like a bear? Is he like Ali Bear? Is he Xander Spurt?
Expert.
Okay, I said I was going to do this quickly. And I'm not. Okay, so researcher, a guy called Anthony Bregaglia, wrote to the Defense Intelligence Agency, the DIA, requesting details of all UFO material which they hold on file and any results or tests they had carried out on this weird material that they may have. Anyway, it turns out he wrote to them in something like 2017. January the 8th, 2021, he finally gets a response from the DIA. Anyway, they released 154 pages of really quite incredible stuff about, they're talking about metal that has a certain shape. And you can do whatever you want to that metal. You can bend it, you can fold it, you can crush it up, and it springs back exactly to that same shape.
Well,
it's got a memory.
This is the famous one that we've heard about ever since the Roswell days. That's the same metal.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. Anyway, they reveal a private contractor who has been working on this with the Pentagon. And guess what company it is?
No, not ESA. Please tell me.
No, it's not ESA for once. They may be involved. No.
Is it Weta?
It's not.
It's got to be one of those.
No, guys, no. It is Bigelow Corp.
Oh, of course.
Right.
The multi-billionaire, top secret kind of private contractor that gets a lot of government agency contracts.
You know, he's like the Spectre. Oh, in the James Bond world like that reaching arm that is using all of their billions of dollars to sort of like, I don't know, find out the secrets of the universe so that he can own the world. You know?
It totally is.
I didn't realize there was a DIA. So you got the CIA, the DIA. So is there a BIA and like an EIA? Is that how it works? Is it like MI1, MI2, MI7, that kind of thing?
There's an EIO, but that's farming. the billionaire McDonald, he's the leader of EIO.
All right.
But
what does that stand for again? EIO.
I think it's he had a farm and it's EIEIO, and that's the secret farming institute run by McDonald. And he's an old guy.
Are they on a ranch on the edge of Area 51?
Yeah.
Do they have a black letterbox? EIO Corp.
Well, he had a farm. Yeah. This old guy, he had a farm. And so his institution, EIEIO, and it was crazy because on that farm he had a cow.
Did he?
Yeah.
Wow.
EIEIO.
Before we wrap up, just very quickly, I think it's worth saying, obviously, we were talking about when to start up again, and we were sort of excited to do it. But one thing that really kind of kicked our ass into excitement, I would say, is we got a really exciting kind letter.
Oh, yeah.
From Wing Commander Marcus Stowe, who is a listener of this show. And he wrote a physical letter. He sent it to me in the UK, and I shared it with you guys. And we just want to say, Wing Commander Marcus Stowe, we thank you for the letter, and thanks for listening, and to everyone else as well.
Amazing!
It was a cool thing to make us excited to get back into it.
And I think the most exciting part of his letter, at the very bottom of the PS kind of list down the bottom.
Oh, here we go.
He asked. He wrote it. It's not. He asked if he could join the Button Downers. And as it happens, I have a slot that has just opened up because my brother-in-law, Tim, has been fired because he's giving me all this old news. So, and I've got a wing commander as a Button Downer. He could be sort of like in charge of all the Button Downers.
I can't believe you have actually missed the most exciting bit about the letter, which I thought would have appealed to you most of all. Did you see the date? He wrote the date of when he wrote the letter at the top.
Oh, yes, I did. He He's written it from the future.
10th of February, 2027.
2027.
He's a future man coming back.
And the great thing is that I'm obviously still part of the show in 2027, guys. I haven't been kicked off by then, which is great.
Or did he not have the heart to mention that you were kicked off the show in 2021?
Oh, and Leon, just before you get kicked off the show later in 2021, can I be a button downer just because I feel bad about how you were sort of kicked off the show so unceremoniously?
But you know your big theory about aliens in the future, the aliens that come back are us in the future that have evolved and so on. Did you think it would be as soon as 6 years from now that would have happened? Because I've always pictured thousands of years in your theory.
Yeah, no, you're
2027 is when that happens.
But just because he wrote this in 2027 doesn't mean that he's not from thousands of years in the future.
True.
And has been traveling back and forth all through different time zones.
That's a good point.
But yeah, what a great way to finish. A big shout out to Marcus Stowe. A wonderful letter that actually gave us so much oomph to get back on the seats and give the joy and really just the mental health that people need at this time in the world. And I'm proud to be part of this team and to be back in the seats of the Cryptid Factor and making everyone have a good time and forget about anything bad that's going on. So there we have it.
Yeah.
Wow. Amazing. And just finally, guys, before we go, just one quick rousing chorus of
happy birthday to Buttons. Me. By the way, your cadence is so off there. It's worse than your countdowns. Everyone knows how the song goes. Happy birthday. I mean, let me just do it. Happy birthday to Buttons. No, don't you sing. You're off again. Just receive it.
Sorry.
Happy birthday to Buttons.
To you, Buttons.
Happy birthday. Now, Dan's not even doing it.
But no, because we're out of sync anyway.
Because we've got the delay. We've got the 11 seconds of horror. Okay, it's like a really bad Mars landing. Hip hip, hooray!
Best thing about this is Buttons is sitting in his own office there with all his employees around. I can see its glass windows. And to all of them, it's just a man sitting in a room with his own little birthday cake singing happy birthday to himself.
That's so true. God. I didn't even realize that they can all hear me, and I'm quite loud as you can probably
imagine. Happy birthday to me!
Oh, my God. All right, we're going to leave it there. Thanks, everyone, for getting back into us. We have enjoyed this thoroughly. Sorry it's been a whole bunch of maybe almost too much, but I think you'll find with the editing, it won't change at all. So we'll see you all again next week on The Cryptid Factor. Bye!
Well, that was the worst thing I've ever heard in my life, you three.
Thanks, Grandad.
Take me back to the rest home.